don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last. And we'll be friends holding fast.
Time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This is how this one rolled. We got a phone call. Yes, indeed, it is snowing in Virginia. And John said, are you a member?
Because I wanted him to be on What's for Breakfast.
Well,
it was a
I could hear him because he's right across from me, but he shouted, why the hell aren't you? $5 a month. And then apparently he totally strong-armed Chris Irvin to be a member. Chris,
yes.
I'm sorry and I thank you.
Well, you know, he's a tough negotiator, but we worked it out.
I know. Thank you. Well,
Wait a minute. Chris, was it that strong arm? I didn't yell at you.
You were shouting.
Was
he
I
was
shouting?
Yeah,
kind of.
Well, here's the thing. You hit that guilt nerve because I've listened to the station for years. I've been a member once or twice, and I went, you know, you're right. It is $5 a month. I spend more than that just on streaming services alone.
So it's been like maybe 13 minutes since it happened. Do you feel like a new man?
Kind of, yeah.
Good.
I can now listen to KXC without guilt.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
he's a
boy.
Member. All right. Okay,
thank
so
you. We're
we
not the only ones clapping, too.
Right. We want to hear about the snow, but first we got to know what you had for breakfast.
Well, you know, Fridays being my only morning I get to actually sleep in and have time to cook breakfast, it was a hot Italian sausage, you know, thrown together with some cheese, peppers, and onions.
Oh.
Absolutely gorgeous.
You're a hot Italian. That's fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
What, was it just on a plate or with bread, or what are we talking about here?
Well, this morning it was just on a plate. Usually it's on a bread.
No.
You know, like a sandwich.
No egg with that?
Oh, I don't do the egg thing. I'm one of those weirdos like that.
I'll say, but it sounds really good anyway. How about a beverage?
Beverage is coffee.
Straight? Black?
Yep, straight up black coffee.
Yep, he's my kind of man.
So black coffee with Italian sausage.
That sounds perfect.
Oh,
boy, that nice bite. Okay, so you called in the weather report.
Why?
I did.
Are you in Virginia or where are you?
I'm in Evelyn.
Okay.
Getting ready to go to school. And the thing is I live in Rapids, and I'm hearing these rumors of snow in Virginia. I'm like, it can't be. It's looking great out here in Rapids. No, those reports cannot be true. As soon as I hit 53, the snow started, and my heart sunk. It's like,
gosh.
There.
That's terrible.
Wow.
But this is Minnesota. This is what we have to expect.
That's right. So I need a little explanation. You said Friday's the only day you sleep in, but you've driven from Grand Rapids to Evelyn, so your sleep in is not that late.
No, but usually I'm up at 4, and I could sleep in until 5:30 on Fridays.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What time do you go to bed?
Well, we're not going to discuss that. It's usually 10:30, 11 o'clock at night when I get home. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. But it sounds like you got a busy life. What's going on at school?
Well, I'm a participant in that accelerated welders program, and we're almost done.
Accelerated what?
Welders program.
The welders program. Okay.
I thought you said wellness, so I was waiting to hear about your chakras or something.
No, we did that a few months ago.
All right. Okay.
Good now.
Accelerated welders.
Yeah, now, tell us about it. Why and what's going on, if you don't mind.
The thing is for years I've been a chef at one of our local resorts, and I was laid off this winter, got bored, saw an article in the paper, and went, you know what, why not? So that's what I did.
Oh, my
God. And it just was a leap of faith, a gut feeling that this could be a fun adventure, and it has been.
So you like welding?
Yeah, I do.
Accelerated welding?
Well, it was for people who knew how to weld.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, that's quite a different career.
Yeah, it
shift
is.
From being a chef and moving into welding. Huh, cool.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, when your gut tells you to go for it, go for it.
Yep.
Good for you. I'm just a little bit concerned that you had previous experience, so you didn't use welding in the chef business, did you?
Well, there was one restaurant that needed some things welded. So, yeah, it's been used.
So what are you learning in welding? I mean, is there like, to me, it seems like there's only one way to weld, but obviously there's many ways.
Yeah, that's what I first thought, too. There's only a handful of things you should know, and boy, I was wrong.
Like?
I am so wrong.
Like what? Give us a little welding education here.
When I first started, I just thought, you know, you had just standard gun welding, and then you had your stick welding. And then some of those crazy guys would do a TIG welding.
A what? A TIG?
Welding. Okay. Yeah, well, you have an electronic torch, and you had a rod, and you got to use three parts of your brain when you only got two. it's something else, I'll tell you what. It's not my thing, but...
Are there any women in the accelerated welding program? Seriously?
Seriously, no.
Darn it.
Oh, and unfortunately, obviously it wasn't for a lot of people because we started off with 23 students. We're down to 8.
Oh, my gosh. Just because of the difficulty of it, or?
I'm not sure what it is because it really isn't all that hard. The instructors are great, and it's a good atmosphere. So I don't understand it personally.
Well, that's terrible. That's like over half.
I know.
Wow.
The
thing is there's a bunch of companies just knocking down the door trying to hire us.
Well, I'm telling you what, I would hire you sight unseen because you are not afraid to take a risk. That's amazing.
He listens to his gut. He just goes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eats peppers in the morning.
That's right.
You have to.
Chris Irvin from Grand Rapids, brand new member to Northern Community Radio. John just pushed him right over the cliff, and we sure appreciate that.
Well, Chris, I just want you to understand something. I mean, we work for the station, and we know that people listen. So I'm just a little bit more aggressive than other people. But you just said, I spend like $88 a month for my cable because I use it and I like it. I like to watch sports. So if you're listening to KAXE and KBXE, and it costs like $5. I don't understand it. That's like a Danish and a coffee per month.
Right.
Well,
I spend more than that just in coffee alone each day.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for being a member. That's unbelievable. I'm so excited.
So, Chris, can we talk a little bit about cooking?
Sure.
What would be, if I walked into your house, what would be like a signature dish that you make, besides today's fantastic breakfast you made?
You know what? One of my favorite things to do is ask my guests where they want to eat, and then we ramshackle the kitchen.
Oh,
we whatever we can.
That's great.
You know, it just because it gets the brain working and it gets the creative juices flowing. And it's either going to be really good or we're just going to look at each other and going, "Wow, that y'all want pizza?"
or those two beers in the refrigerator? Yeah, that might be the case.
It's almost.
Right.
It's almost like a reality show or something that you get to
almost.
Do that.
Almost. I mean, when Chop came out, it's like, I do that in the kitchen daily. Is this that difficult?
I did that one time when friends were over and there was a lot of wine going on and we did it like a reality show and it didn't turn out good. It was like someone made chocolate covered bacon.
Oh, God.
It was not good. It was greasy. It was not good. Mm-mm. Even,
it can be good, though.
What?
It can be good.
I bet, but we probably need a little more skill and a little less wine.
So
no, probably more wine, a little less bacon.
So, Chris, for being on What's for Breakfast, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You get a parting gift.
Yep.
Yes.
You get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house in a cream-colored linen bag. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking of pancakes.
All right.
Chris, I want to tell you something, Chris. You made my day, Heidi's day, and probably several thousand people's day today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, you made my day, too.
Chris, how long you got left in welding school?
14th. It's the final day.
Whoa. Send us a picture of cap and gown.
Will do.
All right, thanks, Chris. But won't you walk